This is Ozarks at Large. This spring, several Arkansas public schools and several Arkansas public school districts are applying to the State Department of Education to become schools of innovation. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
In its quest to encourage new and creative alternatives to conventional public education, the Arkansas Department of Education has invited public schools and districts across the state to submit applications and plans to establish schools of innovation. Assistant Commissioner at the Arkansas Department of Education, Dr. Megan Witanski.
And the process begins with the group meeting and forming a council of innovation. That's typically have a teacher, which is a licensed staff member. You have a non-licensed staff member, a building-level principal, or they can have someone to be their designee to sit in on their behalf, a parent, a community member, and at least two students from that particular school who are interested parties. And they make determinations on what they feel like, first of all, if they want to participate in some type of innovation for their school.
Schools of innovation, which seek to transform and improve teaching and learning, were approved by the State Board of Education last winter after the Arkansas General Assembly in 2013 authorized the enabling legislation known as Act 601.
The rules actually have us defining something that is something that's done in a new or creative alternative to the existing instructional or administrative practices. So the goal would be that it's intended to improve the academic performance and learning for all students.
Like public charters, schools of innovation will be financially supported with Public Education Foundation funding, currently $6,267 per child. No additional funding was appropriated for innovation schools, Witanski said. And innovation schools will also be similar to charters in that they are waived from certain rules, regulations, and statutes that apply to all state public schools. Applicant schools set up innovation school councils to act as think tanks, she says, to come up with plans to present to constituents for a vote.
And if that has a majority vote of 60% or more, then that majority vote means that particular school and or district has approved that to be submitted to the school board of that school or of that district.
It's then up to the Arkansas Department of Education Commissioner Tom Kimbrell to approve or reject submitted applications.
And if it is approved, they will be designated as a school of innovation or a district of innovation for 4 years. And that can be renewed on a cycle of every 4 years at the commissioner's discretion.
Applications to become schools of innovation for the next school year must be submitted online by May 1st and subsequent years by March 1st. In Arkansas, 18 public schools have converted to charter schools, which are also innovative, but they don't involve many stakeholders in the planning process. Both conversion charters and public charter schools apply to the state's new charter authorizing panel. Approved schools of innovation, of course, must be accountable for delivering an equitable and adequate education that align with Arkansas state education standards.
And all of our public schools can either use in-house materials that they develop within their district or within their school, or they can seek assistance from vendors if there's particular materials or supplies that they need. But as far as School of Innovation, if there are particular waivers that they feel like impede their ability to reach that level of innovation or the transformation to improve the teaching and learning in their school, that's when they would actually put in their application a list of waivers that they would like to be waived from to participate in whatever those practices are that they've isolated would be best practice for their students.
And this brand new education initiative is not just about school lessons, Dr. Witanski says.
For example, there may be districts who want to address absentee rates in their district. And so they may be able to generate some innovative ideas about how do we ensure that our students are here and ensure that our students are here on time and ensure that our students are here consistently. So they may want to come up with a process that might isolate that particular area that they struggle with. For other districts, it may be poverty, or it may be something completely not related to academics but directly impact academics.
Schools of innovation and other non-traditional learning environments, according to the National Education Association, have the potential to facilitate education reforms and develop new and creative teaching methods that can be replicated in traditional public schools. Leverett Elementary in Fayetteville is applying to become a school of innovation. Leverett Elementary counts 350 preschool through fifth grade students with 55% free and reduced lunch, 15% ESL. It's also a STEM school incorporating science, technology, engineering, and math into an interdisciplinary curriculum. Principal Cheryl Putnam.
We had already decided we were going to be a conversion charter, which means we would stay a part of the district. We would still be run by the district under the same policy and guidelines with waivers from the state. So when Act 601 came out that called for School of Innovation, it sounded like the same kind of thing. We would just have a lot less paperwork, and it would be a direct line to the commissioner. With some support from the State Department giving us guidelines on application and some feedback on that, whereas the charter process, even if it's a conversion charter, you go through the board and then you're either approved or not. This gives us feedback along the way. So we're excited to have the opportunity to work directly with the university and the State Department, of course, with the district.
Principal Putnam was encouraged by the district superintendent to become an innovation school, plus 80% of staff had already agreed to becoming a conversion charter.
So then we just said, okay, is everyone okay with us switching from the conversion charter process to the School of Innovation process? And everyone said, yes, let's do this instead.
Principal Cheryl Putnam says they are being guided in the application process by staff within the U of A's Office of Innovation for Education, as well as curriculum and instruction. And they've constructed their Innovation Schools Council, again, made up of teachers, parents, and students, in this case, elementary kids who serve on the student council.
The biggest change I've seen is the student engagement and their excitement for learning. They're more focused on their own learning, and it's really providing a lot of motivation, whereas before the teacher was in charge more of their learning, and now the students are really, it's a lot of direction is put on them, and how far they go is dependent upon them, and they're really excited about it.
A few other states, including Colorado, have passed innovation school laws to improve student outcomes, with nearly 50 such schools established since 2011. Schools of Innovation are educational laboratories, and to that end, the Arkansas Department of Education will post plans on its website for teachers and administrators to share. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Schools of Innovation rules can be found under the Commissioner's Memos link on the Arkansas Education Department website, which is arkansased.org.